feel good. I feel good. It feels good to be back on the field finally. I feel like it's been way too long.
Yeah, was something nagging you in just in the offseason why you decided to go get the procedure, or is it something that was planned all along?
In OTAs, my ankle started bothering me. So, you know, I had, like, some pain in it. So we got it checked out with some bone spurs, and it was really nagging. So we decided to, you know, go in there and get those, you know, handled.
Was it anything like somebody stepped on it, which aggravated, or it just started popping up?
I think it was just something that happened over time, and then it got to the point where it was just really aggravating, and I really couldn't, you know, deal with it on a day-to-day basis. So I went out there today, and I felt great, so it was something I felt was necessary.
How much fun was it watching the first defensive line group? They looked like they were pretty good.
Oh, it was a lot of fun, man, seeing Hank and Snacks on the inside, JVP and OV on the outside. It's always fun watching those guys in practice, and especially on game day.
How tough was it to be sitting out the first 2 weeks of camp?
Very tough, because you get to sit back and you see all these new guys, and you see Hankins and Snacks. You see them getting better every day. And that's the hardest thing, you know. You getting better every day, all I can do is really go in the training room and give it my all and go out and run, you know, sprints the best I can. You know, I really can't work on my technique as much, you know, so that's something I got to pick up on these upcoming weeks.
What is your schedule, Jay, as you set it over the next several weeks, and the coaches told you you're going to get snaps in, let's say, week three against the Jets? Or, I mean, there's competition here. You know that.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't have it any other way. I don't look to come back and think anything is handed to me. I look forward to the challenge. I see those guys getting better each and every day from, you know, it's about 7 or 8 defensive tackles. So I don't mind starting in the back and having to work my way all the way back to the front. You know, it makes it that much more joyful for me when I get there. I know it's going to take a lot of hard work and a lot of effort in getting my win back and my technique back and pad level, all those little nuances of the game that, you know, we don't really think about.
How far behind are you? Would you say you're a week behind, or is it?
Hard to tell. I really don't know. Today felt good. It was hot today, but it was, you know, limited reps. Tomorrow will be a full padded practice, and I'll have more reps. So really, I'll just get a feel for it the more days that I practice on, you know, where I'm at conditioning-wise and then where I'm at with my technique.
How much did you feel the pressure from the, you know, you talk about the competition. How much do you feel that when you're on the sideline and, you know, those guys are coming to take your job or trying to at least?
Not so much as feel the pressure. I really enjoy watching people get better, honestly. When I come back, I'm not working to be second string. If I'm not working to be the best defensive tackle on this team, I shouldn't be here. You know, watching Snacks and watching Hank, that's the best way to go about it, seeing what they do on a consistent basis and wanting to outdo them. If I'm not taking that consideration and working towards being better than them every single day, then I'm not helping this team. I'm not helping this organization. So I look at it as, man, when I came back, I was looking to be number one anyway. So it doesn't really matter who's number 2, 3, 4, 5.
Do you feel that in this locker room? Because I've heard several guys make that, you know, that talk about competition and how it's motivating you.
I think that's what it should be, you know. I feel like when you think about some of the best players that ever played certain sports, they were motivated by the best players. And, you know, not necessarily overlooking anybody, but I aim for number one. And if I miss, then, you know, I'll fall short and be, you know, number two. But as long as I aim for number one, you know, my goals and the way I approach the days and the way I approach the weight room and my technique and my conditioning is all, you know, top of the line.
You know, you're only one day in. Do you know if you're playing on Saturday?
I don't know yet. I don't know how this goes. I don't know if I need a certain amount of practices. I don't know if it goes on how I'm feeling. But I'll take it one day at a time, and, you know, we'll see, you know, when Saturday, I believe, when it rolls around, we'll see what the doctors and everybody says.
Jay, from the time the 2015 season ended, what was the one thing in your mind that you said, you know what, when we start next season, I'm going to be better at blank?
I felt like when I first got into the league, I was so focused on weight, and I thought that was, you know, equivalent to how physical I could play, how strong I was. So I played at like 295 my senior year of college, and I got to the league and went up 10, 15 pounds. And I thought that was, you know, going to make me play better. And I realized, you know, it took me 2 years, took me a little bit too long, but to realize that I don't need necessarily to be 315, 320, even 310 to be productive in this league. I just stick at my weight that my body feels good at. I feel the most, athletic at. And really just be as disruptive as possible. And I think Coach Graham gives us the opportunity to be flexible with our techniques and how we play the game, long as we're, you know, disruptive and, you know, causing havoc.
So you're back to, 295?
Today I didn't even get that many reps. I lost like 8 pounds. So it's like, I was like, dang, man, it's the first time I've been under 300 since college, you know? So I'm looking forward to just continue to get faster, stronger, and just, you know, keep playing with my technique.
The lunchroom's better here, bro.
Yeah, you know, to get your weight up, yeah.
You through, fellas?
Jay, how important is the season for you?
Very important. It's year three for me. You know, I seen some Odell say year three, let's go. I guess that's the same way I take it, man. I see the success that he's had and the success that other people's had. And honestly, I feel like this is the most talented team I've been on thus far. I want to make it to the postseason. I want to win a Super Bowl. I'm from New York City. All those good things, you know, taken into consideration. And I just want to enjoy the game as long as God blesses me to play it. When I couldn't play, when I was hurt, it makes you, you know, value the game that much more. And I think that's what I want to do.
So you're full go at this point, or are you still kind of losing back when you miss?
Oh, that's up to the doctors, man. But anything they ask me to do, I'm going to do it.
I practiced today, though. How much did you do?
I was in and out of reps. It wasn't really that many reps to go around today, but it felt good. You know, I felt good out there. I felt, you know, strong.